welcome to Engagement Head. This is show. Fucking hell! This is this is show 16.
I'm Sloppy Dave.
I'm Duven.
I'm Thug.
This is Shithead.
Would it be feet
also
if we?
Known as Chris.
No, never mind. anyway. All right. So our campus newspaper sucks, and they didn't put out campus confessions for last week. So
or they haven't done it for 2 weeks. So I heard
that they're not doing it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably because it got too graphic. I don't know. I mean, people talking about doing both of their roommates or something like that. Like, oh, we can't promote this in college.
Yeah, so we're going to do our own camp... No, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. We're going to do our own campus confessions.
Asshole. I'm kidding, Dave. I'm
oh,
kidding.
Oh, okay. I can't tell.
Well, at least I'm not wearing sunglasses.
Oh, well, look. Just because Chris is losing his vision doesn't mean you need to Ray Charles him up, okay?
It's like that's that. It's like the guy who walks around the
what?
Music
What's
building.
What's going on? I don't understand.
Who's the guy who's been walking around the music?
That's Schmidt.
That's her.
Is he the
piece of shit interim dean?
Yeah, that's the dean.
Yeah. Chris said that. I do not condone what Chris is saying currently.
I don't condone
he
it
is
either.
Not the dean. He is the dean in place
in
of
place,
the dean.
Right. So why? Okay, just to let everybody know.
We think he had eye surgery.
Oh, well, he walks around with Oakley's on and he's got one of the lenses popped out. You know, he's had it like that for almost a month or so. Yeah.
Well, they're switching.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's so that his eyes get stronger together.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do our own campus confessions.
Yeah.
Top three confessions. And I guess we'll let people vote on it. So it should be interesting. Oh, Quentin might stop by, but apparently
probably
he's sloshed,
not.
So I don't
probably
think he will.
Not.
And
he didn't
what
sound.
He means is drunk.
He right.
Didn't sound so good.
I didn't hear what you said. I said sloshed.
But he's not at a rave.
You've
so
never heard
cool.
sloshed?
No.
I actually found a link. That I should use for my link of the week, but I don't remember what it is, of, like, every synonym for wasted or drunk or whatever. And
nice.
then they had them for, like, being stoned.
Dave,
and then they had them for being cracked out.
Do you have Chinese food on the top of your pizza?
No, we just got wings. Do you want to grab one? We can feel free.
Thanks.
Okay.
They look kind
of
old.
We got one of the Zeppelins. Okay, so top three campus confessions. I'm not starting, because
I'm not even
Chris.
Chris, you're...
Okay.
I'll go next.
Okay, we'll just go
over. At least once a week... I eat the expired sandwiches out of the vending machine downstairs.
Oh.
They're really horrible.
Oh, my God.
But, okay.
I raped a little boy called Timothy last week. And I just thought I should tell you guys, because it's kind of been grinding my gears a bit. But
he was grinding your gears?
I was grinding his gears. You know, his sphincters, if you know what I'm saying. And I had to pop through the second one. You have two sphincters, yes. Yeah, the first, yeah. Never mind. Someone go. Someone else go.
My number three,
dude.
Keep it simple. I'm black.
Oh. Not guilty, though.
Not guilty.
Oh, hey. Go ahead.
Evan, don't be so hard on yourself. You're not black, okay?
Now, I just like everybody to know that Evan owns an official piece of ice now. He bought some...
Some of the ring?
Yeah, his ring.
Is that real?
No.
Yeah. He bought this really cool silver ring with a lot of diamonds on it that aren't real, but yeah, so he's blinging now. But anyways, my number three is going to be... Hey, come on.
You poor Bobby.
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby.
Anyways, my number three is that whenever I get a bagel from somewhere on campus, I always put the cream cheese in my pocket and I don't get charged for it.
You look like you're like, I got a good one now. Okay, so, I might add, we have a live in-studio audience again. So everyone say hi, just down the line.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, that's Chris. Anyway, Chris,
so enthused
you're
up. To be here.
You're up.
My number two, Dave doesn't know it, but I shit in his Brita.
Is that where the carbon came from tonight? Is that where that... You jerk. You know what? I pissed in one of Chris's shampoo bottles.
But I already knew that.
I did tell you about
that. I was going to say that about Tate.
Oh, yeah. But no, but I actually... No, never mind. Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah. I pissed in his shampoo.
I think you're right.
Huh?
I think you're
that
right.
That was mine. No, it's Duven's.
Shit,
oh.
Already. Man,
God,
I gotta think quick.
Shit. I'll probably have to say, over the past month, I probably stole like 3 to 4 items from the right place.
What? Examples?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Chapstick.
Oh, I remember that one.
Some tampons. Orange juice.
What about the tampons? After we found Tampon Crafts, of course, we all went out and got some tampons. When are we going to do piss-sickles?
Yeah, I was just saying that. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. I'll go make some right now.
Hey, you can use my mouth for the mold.
Okay. That'll be a pretty deep piss-sickle there, wouldn't it? That's right. Yeah, you've been practicing, haven't you? Okay.
It'd be organ-shaped.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, well, sorry, that's good. You're up.
My number two.
I'm getting a phone call right now.
Sorry, guys. Anyways, my number two would have to be that... I don't know. Guys, help me think of something.
Lie.
Lie?
That's what I do all the time.
That's what I'm going to do for my number one. Is my,
I still have, I need to come up with a number one.
My number two is that I don't know, man. I don't have a number two. My number two confession is that I have to take a shower in the exact same order each morning, or else I freak out and I think I'm gonna have like a really bad day.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
You what?
My number two. I said I'm kind of OCD about the way I take a shower. If I don't do it the exact same order every time I take a shower,
what order is that?
Then I'm going to have a bad day, dude. It's a long process. Like,
now, when we were pledging, did you insert "say the book here"? Because I did that. You know,
I
during
did
the shower.
Too.
Oh my God, I said the book so many times.
Yeah, actually.
Kids today, they don't know what they're doing.
Nah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why my shower is so long.
Yeah.
Do you still say the book? You're kidding.
Some of the time. Yeah.
Oh my God, me too.
Actually, I see the Founding Brothers all the time. Oh, this commercial is so funny.
Oh. They call me the school bus kid because I'm about to take you to school. Boom!
Okay.
Oh, we've seen that like six times tonight, so...
Yeah,
God.
Patty Cakes watching the... what game is it?
Boston College, Maryland.
Boston College, Maryland.
Yeah,
game.
Neither of teams...
UNC just
win.
Won. Let's all rejoice. We'll put our fingers in the middle, and then, you know... It's, all right. It's a visual that our audience won't see.
Oh, yeah. Da-da. This is our...
oh, that's right. I have my gloves on. Thanks. You go. You're up.
Okay, so, my top one campus confession.
Top one?
Yeah, my top one.
Opposed to the top zero?
Yeah.
Cool.
No.
Sub-zero.
As opposed to the bottom one.
Okay.
I mean, this really is a sore subject, and I'm kind of glad Q isn't here for this.
Oh, my God. Because
he's drunk and he get pissed.
My number one, I am Q's father. The white people are leaving again.
Well,
right,
isn't that bad? Dubin
left. Dubin left.
I'm trying to decide between two number ones. I'm just gonna say both of them. One, when I was 4 years old.
Oh, Dubin's back.
When I was 4 years old, I was hiding underneath the piano. I think I told some of you guys.
Did you
this
fuck
earlier.
The pedal?
I took a shit in my pants, and my mom came over to ask me what I had done, and I lied about it. I mean, of course she found out about it later, but I guess shitting under the piano. But also, I
shit on the floor?
No, in my pants, of course.
Oh, that's not...
But what'd you tell her you did?
I was like, no, I'm playing chess. I don't know what I said. I think I said something about churning butter, though. Is that eerie? Does anyone else find that weird? Okay, the other one.
I think the studio audience does.
Turning butter, milking cows.
Gathering eggs, feeding sows.
Sorry, that's a little you corral. Sorry.
Oh, I just thought of a really bad confession that I can't say on air.
Oh,
I might tell you later.
Come on.
No, it's really disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no. I'm going to pass my... Oh, no. Go, you're Dubin. Dubin. You're Dubin.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dubin to Groovin.
Dubin to Groovin.
Evian McNasty.
Are you gelling?
Are you Dubin?
Dubin in.
Do you have one, Steven? Because I'm like...
No.
Blank
right now. Make something up.
Vamp.
Dude, you know what? Actually, while you're thinking, you know, let's us three tell everyone our favorite ice cream cakes. Okay.
Our favorite ice cream cakes?
Yeah, just go ahead. Do you have a Come on.
I didn't know they made different ice cream cakes.
What do you mean? Of course, Sam.
Okay, my favorite ice cream.
You've never had an ice cream cake.
I got it.
What are you doing in 5 minutes?
I think that my...
eating an ice cream cake, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, I hit you in the arms. Sorry.
I think my favorite ice cream cake would be the Dave's Cream ice cream cake.
See?
Yeah.
So. We all scream for Dave's Cream. Oh, God, it helps the skin. It helps the skin.
We all scream for Dave's Cream.
Oh, my God, it's even better when you try to sing it.
My number one's going to be Lane. Okay, I don't eat ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's your confession?
Yeah, I don't eat ice cream.
Don't eat ice cream.
And I'm black and I don't like sweet tea.
Wow.
I don't like sweet tea either, and I'm Creole, so that's like half the I do love Creole seasoning, though.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you can order the Bojangles seasoning
online. So that means I've been eating your ancestors?
Huh? I'm sorry, what? I revoked my listening privileges for a second. What were you talking about?
Never mind.
Okay.
I have no idea where that conversation just went.
Yeah, me either. I'm sure after I edit and put it online, everyone will be like, what? When did he say that?
So Steven's number one.
And then Jason Castle's going to come and be like, hey guys, that didn't make sense.
I didn't laugh at the joke.
What did he say last week when we were at the gallery? He was like, Quentin's got his, he came up to Dave and he was like, Quentin's got his rap tips. And we did an episode like that like 3 weeks before.
It's cool though, because you know what? Jason's one of our loyal listeners.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's a brother and we love him to death.
So. Pants. Oh, wait, he hasn't done his,
But, my number one is going to be that, I went to a desert island last week and fucked dead Helen Keller.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean a deserted island?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, technically, I did put it on a desert island the first time.
You mean desert island?
A deserted desert island.
How about if Helen Keller was dessert, what part would you eat first? Bam!
Ooh, no, on the spot.
Her hands.
Okay, I was going to say her eyes, but, I mean, that would be kind of useless. You wouldn't get too much nutrition, but go ahead. Go.
Get kneecaps.
Kneecaps.
The
blood. You like the blood.
No, the,
Okay.
Her ACL.
You know what?
Her ACL.
I'm just going to stare at you for a minute. I'm just going to...
I'd say the,
I'm going to make you stare at my ACL scar.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. See?
Yeah, Dave doesn't have an ACL. Here. Dave has a screw.
I see a smiley face.
Yeah, actually, see,
it is a smiley face.
Fuck you.
It's like, I smells it to your face! Fuck it to your face! Fuck his face!
Oh, wait, what part would you eat?
Look at it, man.
Oh my God.
It's got the
We just made a discovery. My face is on Dave's knee.
We'll put a picture
of that. Yeah, we gotta put a picture of that up.
Like, let's... Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it later.
Yeah. What's the question?
Oh, what part of Helen Keller's body would you eat first?
I would eat her earlobes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that you couldn't hear and I couldn't write into our cigar review. This week's cigar review is called in. So here it is.
Hello, listeners of Engagement Head. This is one of your hosts, Duven. I'm out here at, where are we at? We're at at a River Point. We're at Hobbs' place, and we're having a couple of cigars, just hanging out, you know, drinking some drinks, smoking a little bit. We're gonna have a little review for you guys right now. Right now, I'm having a Punch Grand Puro. It's really mild. The light was really good, you know, really easy. The acid breaks off pretty well, but the acid isn't that good. But you know, the burn's pretty consistent. The taste is really good. So having a good time. You know, to my right here is a Floppy Day, looking a little peaceful. So, here's a Flop Flop. Hello, E-Headers. This is Flop Flop. I had an El Rey Zamundo Robusto, and the first two-thirds were, like, really good. Ash was good and everything, clean break. Nice taste, nice consistency, and then it got really bitter, and it's in a really bitter stage right now, but I'm hoping it'll get, like, past it. But so far, that's it. So I'm going to pass the phone to Matt. What's up, listeners? This is Matt, special guest from UNC, and I'm smoking an A. Pontillo Maduro Churchill. They are only available two places in the United States. If you're lucky enough to live near one of these places, buy a box or five. And this cigar cut and lit perfectly at about a 3-inch-long milky white ash. It's a bit chocolatey, pretty mild. Top 5 of all time. Buy them. Trust me. And here is Stephen Pekus smoking the same thing. I bet he agrees with me.
What up?
I agree.
What up?
He agrees. All right, here's Hoss.
I'm the man. Yeah, I'm having a Don Tomas Rothschild. I'm actually incredibly disappointed. The last time I had it, it was bold with an easy light and good ash. And this time it was difficult to light. The ash is inconsistent and falling off all over the place. And it's kind of bitter and bland. I wouldn't even say bold or mild. I would say bland and bitter. I guess that's a bad note to end this call on, but that's the end of our review, and enjoy.
When I do 1, 2, 3, you're
sorry.
Anyway. Okay, to inform you.
What the fuck are y'all doing? Calm down. Jesus.
Our live studio audience, we need a bouncer.
They're having sex on the bed.
Yeah, and it's two girls, and we're going to take pictures.
What the fuck, dude?
They'll be on the website shortly.
Dave just got blamed for something he didn't
do. You know what?
And
Catherine hit me earlier tonight, and I played a good joke on her, so we're eating.
I was in there, too.
In Catherine, or in the joke? Right into our shout-outs. Our first call-in is from Jason K. He called 4 times. I'm going to play some of them.
Oh, let's play all of them. What the
hell? Are they that long?
No, they're not, like, that long. Well,
they're dull.
Here they are.
Hey guys, it's Darth. Enjoying the show. Glad to hear all 5 of you could finally get together. I was hoping that would finally happen. Enjoying it. But I'd like to know, Dave, in that photo of you, Evan, and Quentin coming back from Moorhead, what exactly is in your mouth? You know, the one where Catherine's lip and Quentin's left cheek, the one on his face. I'd appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Later. I am such an idiot. Catherine is clearly licking Hugh's right cheek in the picture, not the left one. I apologize for that. Pants. I'm sorry. What I meant to say at the end was, pants. Hey, Darth again. Just finished up the podcast, and, sorry, but, I did not laugh at the Pink Panther dead ant joke. Heard it already. Sorry. But, the other one was pretty good. I don't know if it made me smile or something, but didn't really make me laugh out loud. But, your Steven number one used for a surgical glove made me laugh, and a couple of the others did too, so you guys are good there. Cool. Alright, guys, later.
Pants.
Yeah, so, Jason, actually.
I don't know the pants shirt, sorry.
Yeah, no one does.
Nobody
only he
does.
Does.
Oh.
And, anyway, yeah, the thing in my mouth was actually a iPod FM transmitter in my car. So it's nothing special. It's not like a Jew bone or anything. Right into our next call.
Oh my God.
From Sarah.
Holy crap.
Can we have a moment? Can we have a 3 real quick? All right.
Hey guys, it's Sarah. I want to let you know that I'm very flattered to know that you guys think I'm attractive enough to appease some egotistical chauvinist. And that you pedal me often just to maintain your forever statistics. But I won't hold it against you guys for too long anyways.
Thanks, Sarah. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
A Jubon, Dave?
What? I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
A Jubon?
He's continuing.
Can we talk
on
about
the
Auschwitz?
No, we can't.
Okay.
We can't talk about that.
Okay.
Holy crap, man. Maryland's only scored 6 points in over 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Jesus.
They're playing in the
wow.
times of Jesus. It says BC up there. But anyway. yeah, thank you, Sarah, for calling. We enjoyed your call.
He was born at zero, Dave.
Yeah. Right. Let's
he wasn't
go.
In BC.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, you're doing this, like, mediocre-sized symbol. Okay, what this is, audience, is... No, I'm just kidding. Okay. No, okay. Let's go into our links of the week. Cool. You got it.
Yeah, actually, me and Chris have the same link of the week, so it's www.ratemypoo.com.
Also, I have a secondary link You all know the E-Bombs World link. I think I said it earlier. But there is a great video on this site. What you're going to do, you're going to go to E-Bombs World and go to the past media. It's right up under the current videos. Just click that link and you'll be there. Yeah, it's a Jesus video, so.
It's pretty good, too. It's pretty good. Chris showed it to me.
It's the Jesus music.
Steven, you're looking at me like you're confused. Let me just explain what happened. Chris, during your number one dead Helen Keller body part eating thing, was trying to tell you, I've got another link. Don't say we have the
same
link.
So I said,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not important. Okay.
Well, my link of the week is www.ratemypoo.com.
My link is it's called the world's best tricksters. It's basically these people that jump around and do crazy things.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna hype it up too much. I'm just gonna say wow.
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 Wow. You know that's spelled the same. Wow.
It's a palindrome.
Palindrome, that's the word.
That is the word. Okay. Frapper map update, you do the first one.
There's an update from Rebecca. She says, gotta get y'all's girls' numbers up, exclamation point. Glad I could help, exclamation point.
Then we got a Frapper Map update from Bethany, who's in the room right now. And do you want to say what she said? No, she's
Come
shaking
on,
her
Bethany.
Head
Bethany.
She's shaking her head no.
Just say it.
She said, I finally joined the damn map.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know
Thank
we
you.
Had a damn map.
Actually, let me just say something. Captain. Only me and Thud are here.
Yeah.
Like, we're the only hosts on the map. You guys need to join, and Catherine needs to join.
I joined.
Patty's on. You joined?
I joined, like, a long time ago.
Patty Cake's on. He just kicked me, but he'll be sorry about it later.
I joined a long time ago.
Patty Cake. That'd be funny.
I joined a long time ago.
When the heck did you join?
A long time ago!
That's
the time. Okay. A long time ago.
Yeah, he did join.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
No. With the man with three nipples.
Oh. Alright, let's talk about...
I don't like you wearing those glasses.
Because you can't see where I'm looking.
Right. Something?
Stop looking at my balls, Chris.
Frankly.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. We can talk about cheesecake.
What about it?
I enjoy
what
cheesecake.
What makes it significant?
Strawberries.
But you like strawberries or chocolate? Chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
No, I like strawberries.
That has nothing to do with the significance of a cheesecake.
No.
It only is significant if it's $8.95.
And from New York, right?
We're just going to insert something real quick. Burger King's got a caramel cheesecake right now.
Really good. Try it.
No, if you're going to Burger King, get the Hershey Sunday pie.
Hershey Sunday pie.
We can't actually do advertisements on our show. No, I'm just kidding.
So anybody from Burger King, if you feel like sending us some money, thank you.
That'd be great. We've got a PayPal. Wait, that reminds me, I actually do have to mention this. The Podcast Alley thing, it's a new month, so we're back at, like, we have 4 votes now. So
how many did we have last month?
15 in one day. So maybe, and then no more the rest of the month. So maybe some other people could vote. Anyway. Is that it? I mean, are we good?
I think we're done. It's done.
Yeah.
Are we?
Super.
Really? I mean, I guess.
I don't. Okay, you can visit our website at http.
I guess we're not finished.
You can visit our website at http colon.
Timmy.
And get in your head. Jet.
J-Cam! Also, you can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
The phone number is, what is it? 206
20-E-HEAD. Head E602.
Is there anything else?
Huh? Oh, I wanted you to, like, improv.
Why'd Helen Keller masturbate with only one hand? So okay. She could moan with the other.
Well, I've got one before we finish. What happened to the puppy dog that I left in the microwave?
Can we not tell this joke?
Oh, God.
I think it's up to you to finish it, Dave.
It's not up to me to finish
it. It's your joke. It's your joke.
This. Oh, my God.
Finish the joke, Dave.
What was the question?
See, the thing is, I don't remember how I phrased it, so can you finish the joke?
What happened to the puppy that I left in the microwave.
Oh, God. I remember this being gross. What is it?
Do you remember the end? Because I don't. You phrased the joke weird, though.
I did, like, didn't I?
Yeah. It was like, the joke was like, what I do after I, like, took my dog out for a walk. And then everyone's like, what'd you do? Did you, like, put a new collar on it? Did you give it a bow? Did you give it a bath? Did you, like, pee on it? No. I put it in the microwave and I masturbated to it. That's what the joke was.
That wasn't the joke.
Well, what the hell are you talking about? Are you talking about the racist one?
Yeah.
I actually don't remember that. Is that the greasy fight one?
Oh. It was right before that.
Oh, my God.
But I think the joke was, what happened to the dog I left in the microwave? I don't know. I was masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that is right. That is right.
Apparently, he thought is the only one thinks that's funny.
It is funny, man. Think about it. Just leave your dog in the microwave. Yeah.
Bonsai kitten.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Don't get me started.
Actually, Bonsai kitten got taken down.
Did it. Thank God.
What is Bonsai kitten? I tried to order. We were going to get one.
Maybe somebody assassinated.
What is it?
Oh, what was that we were going to order from eBay? The monkeys?
Oh, yeah. If anybody has any spare barrels of monkey, please mail them to us.
You can go to Walmart and get that.
Yeah, but we're poor.
Dude, you pay more for shipping on eBay than you would for the barrel of monkeys in the
store.
No,
I said if anybody had any, mail them to us.
Oh.
Anyway, what we're going to do, if we get enough of them, we're going to attach them to each other and hang them from the ceiling in the music building lobby.
Okay. That's going to do...
Mini ones or full-sized.
Wow. Yeah, that'll make a statement.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Better than...
we don't monkey around here.
We should do that on the audition day.
When is the audition day? What's the next one?
Oh, gosh.
Next month sometime.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So that's our show. Thanks for listening to Diary of the Mouth. I'm Sloppy Dave. See you guys next time.
This is Dubin. Wings with no bones.
This is Thud running into your car next.
Oh my God. You gotta use TRU now. You gotta be true.
This is Shithead saying flush the toilet.
Doot doot.
Doot doot. I can't do anything.
Alright, that's
come out.
Whatever I said to make you think, that loves the religion of the weak. This morning we love like weaklings. The worst is over.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say at the end was, pants.